So that's switched on there. So that's just going to record my voice. And even for yourselves, if you want, I'll have a link on the website. So if you say, what did he say? You can just link in. I'll tell you where the link is. Is that okay? And as simple as that sounds, you'll I'll put up a recording. That is just 2 hours of my life gone now over the weekend. Because it sounds simple just to transfer a file and upload an audio. No, it isn't. Because there's so many different file formats, and it's just a nightmare. Anyway, we will battle the technology. So that will be available for you in 3 parts. So I'm going to do it from now till 11:45. Then we'll take a break for a quick coffee, and then Mary will come back then and tell you everything you need to know about collections. Is that all right? So that's that. So this is just the first bit. This is just in terms of exam preparation, because for some of you it's been a while since you've done an exam, and we all hate exams. Exams take out the worst in us. So I suppose what I want to make sure that you know what you're doing, where we're going, and all that sort of stuff. So that is that. So the exams, for starters, are going to be here in NCI. Now, it's not in this room. It's in room 103, which is at the other side of the building. So when you come into reception... you're there for 2 weeks ahead of time. The grand tour, looking like it. So when you come into the reception, just go straight down to the end of reception. There's lifts there and the stairs up to the first floor, and room 103 is signposted. So that'll be set out in exam format. Is that okay? And we ask people, hi, how are you? Welcome.
I'm sorry.
Welcome. It's fine. So we ask people, and again, it's for your benefit more than ours, to be in the exam hall about half an hour before the exam. The last thing you want to be doing is faffing around and trying to find a car parking space and, you know, on the last minute. Because I know exams can be stressful enough. And as friendly as the atmosphere is here, wait till you feel the difference next Saturday week. Is that okay? So it is Saturday week, so if you can get here about 9:30, that'd be brilliant. You can bring notes and all that kind of stuff with you. Bring a bottle of water or something as well, just to keep yourself hydrated. That's the important part. So finally, just ask you to fill that out as well. And just to forewarn you as well, in case you start shouting at me, I have a recorder on for the benefit of people who can't make it here. So that is that. That's yours there. I can lose paper. So the last thing again we want to do is for this to take over your life for the next 2 weeks. So I suppose what the best thing to do is make a timetable. You know, if you're sitting there thinking, I should be studying, and can I ruin your night out and your enjoyment of your favourite soap or whatever it is you're watching? So let's not do that. So I think what's best is if you just block off, say, look, Tuesday night between 7 and 10, I'm going to hope that's a study. So block off the time, enjoy the rest of the time, and then when you get down to study. Is that okay? So I think it's best to make a timetable and say, okay, well, look, I need 6 hours to go through that, and I need 4 hours to go through that, and I'll do 2 hours a week, 3 hours a week, whatever you need. Is that okay? The other thing as well, and certainly over the next 2 weeks, if you start to panic, my phone is still on. I'll turn it off now that everybody's here. So please, if there's something that doesn't make sense to you, will you pick up the phone and ring me? And I am around most of the time now over the next couple of weeks, and either on the phone or on emails as well. And I know as the stress levels increase and the activity increases, I will endeavour to get back to you as quick as I can. Now, if I'm sitting at the desk, I'm pretty good. I will reply to you within seconds because I haven't time to put it on a list. If I'm training for a day, then I don't check my emails till evening. So just to be aware of that. So I will get back to you, and knowing that you're doing exams, so will you please pick up the phone, talk to me if anything doesn't make sense, and I will explain it as best you can. So the key areas that you need to focus on, you will have those key areas today. So I will tell you, I'm not going to tell you what the exam paper is, because that will take the fun out of it. You will still have a fair idea of what it is. So exam, this building, into reception, straight at the end, up the stairs, room 103, that's fine. Yeah, it's all very well for me to say to be relaxed. What I can say to my kids when they're doing exams, and I have a leaving cert this year, if you look at the exam as an opportunity to show off how much you've learnt. Yeah? So this is where I get to tell people what I've learnt. So, you know, just come and relax. And in terms of, you will be provided with your exam paper and an exam script. So in terms of paper, we'll have all the paper that you want in the world. So that'll be fine. Bring pens or pencils or rubbers or probably not rubbers, or anything else that you need. Is that okay? So just bring your own. And my advice is to bring two of everything. Because again, if you're Russian and then you have a biro and it runs out and so that's fine. And obviously for these two subjects you don't need calculators, so that's grand. So the night before, again, people who cram for exams, it never works. It never really works. And I've seen this course over and over again. The people who send in the short tests on a weekly basis, send in the assignments in or around the time it's due, they're the people who get through it. The people who leave it off to the last minute think, I'm so clever, I'll fly through this, don't. And certainly here, and looking at the tests and assignments, you know, I'm delighted with the way you've got it. Because it is an alien subject to a lot of people, and I was very impressed with the standard, so well done on that, you do know it. So, yeah, good night's sleep the night before. No Bruce Springsteen concerts or whatever. Whatever the Bruce Springsteen concert, the points afterwards that kill you. I take it for somebody who's old. The older you get, the more it kills you. You know, so that's that. So give yourself time. No point in sort of, you know, dosing up with coffee or whatever, because that's no good. And if you want to bring a piece of fruit or something, that's fine. The one thing I would ask you, you know, bringing a bottle of water is fine. One guy in one exam I had to give out to him, he brought a 3-litre bottle of water and he was, you know, here. So, you know, in terms of interrupting everybody, so no, leave the 3 litres of water behind, which is fine. Starting the exam, check the instructions. This is so frustrating. And I think for both collections and for law, it's very simple. You will have 8 questions on the exam paper and you will have to answer 4 of them. Is that okay? So it's very, very simple. And you know what? Without giving it all away as well. Coincidentally enough, there are 4 modules. So work out the sums, Einstein. Okay? There will be more or less 2 questions from each section. Is that all right? So maybe I shouldn't tell you this, but if there is one section that you just don't like, leave it. What you're doing is, you're reducing your choice in the exam. Instead of answering 4 questions from 8, you are now answering 4 questions from 6. Is that okay? If there is one area that you don't like. So if you focus on 2 particular areas, now maybe that's a bit too tight because you had a stinker of a question and you're stuck. Whereas if you focus on 2 particular areas, think, yeah, okay, I know that, I'm going to focus on that. That's what it's all about. So read the instructions. And the other thing as well is, reading the questions carefully. There are lots of, you know, particularly in law, there will be 2 parts to each question. Is that okay? So there will be an A and a B for each question. So make sure that you read it and answer both parts. Is that okay? And the other thing I would say is, look, from a time management perspective, and the one thing that kills people in exams is time management. So your time management is very simple in this exam. You have 2 hours to complete the exam. You have 4 questions to complete. Is that okay? So that is 30 minutes per question. All right? And you need to be ruthless with yourself in terms of time management. If there's a topic that you know really well and you write for an hour, the last half hour, you're not picking up very many marks. You've got most of the marks already. So it's only marginal marks you're picking up. It may be the difference between 80 and 90. So what? There's another 75 marks sitting on the table that you're not even looking at. So I would be ruthless with my timings. What we will do on the exam day, so you can bring in your notes, arrive as early as you like, that's fine. Take a seat, flick through the notes, relax, great. 10 minutes before the exam, so at 10 to 10, we will hand out the law paper. So that's just to give you 10 minutes to read over the paper and just to pick the questions that you don't answer. Is that all right? So you'll have 10 minutes to read the paper at the start, and then I'll give a time signal. It's 10 o'clock. You can start writing then at 10 o'clock. All right? So you put your name on the front of the book. I'll give you the instructions on today as well, because it helps if I know whose work it is. And if one person doesn't put their name on the book, you know, I'm clever. I can work it out because I have your exam forms. I do have exam forms, yeah. And that's fine. If two people don't put their names on it, we're all in trouble. So I'm into handwriting detective work from these. So that's that. So you put your name on it. And there is loads of paper. You know, one thing, you know, small writing. You might be a small writer. Will you please, if I can't read it, I can't give you marks for it, no matter how clever the stuff is. So will you just take time to make sure that the writing is legible? And if you have to skip a line for every line, that's fine. There's loads of paper. There'll be 20 or 30 pages in your exam script, and you can have another one if you want it. Is that okay? So there's no scarcity of paper. So that's that. So manage your time, and I will give you time checks throughout the exam as well. So I give you a half hour time checks, because sometimes you get carried away in the heat of the moment. So I will, at 10 o'clock I'll say start the exam, fine, and then I'll say it's 10:30. And my advice to you is, and you can take it or leave it, my advice is that when I say it's 10:30, stop. If you're still on question one, stop. Skip a couple of pages in the script, just in case you get inspiration later on, and start the next question. So that's that. The other thing that I would definitely do as well is that of the 8 questions, in the 10 minutes before the exam, you pick the 4 you're going to answer, will you start on the one you find easiest? You don't have to answer them in any particular order. So the one you find easiest, that will build your confidence. Is that okay? So start with the easy one, or what's easy for you. Okay, so once you have that out of the way and you get into the flow, and believe it or not, guys, the hardest part of this is writing for 2 hours. When was the last time you sat down with a piece of paper and a pen and wrote for 2 hours? Your hand will hurt. You know, and that's why, you know, when it came to the mock exam, I advise you to sit down and do it, because that's the hardest part. So that's that. That was advice I was given when I was doing the exam in terms of RTFQ. Which is read the question. I say pull the question. Heartbreaking. And I had an example last year, and it was in the credit management topic, but I'll tell you the story anyway, just so it'll sink in. The question in credit management was very simple, I thought. The question was, list the benefits of having a credit policy. Is that okay? And somebody read the question, missed the word benefit completely, and saw, oh yeah, credit policy, I know all about credit policy, and a credit policy is very important, and a company has to have a credit policy. And I'm reading this going, give me a benefit. Like, I have to have a benefit to give you a mark. And they wrote 4 pages, and they knew credit policy is inside out. They knew what it was and what it did and what it should contain, and they went into all the detail, which was perfect. And I couldn't give them marks. And even from a lecturer point of view, you're just looking for a reason to give somebody a mark and you can't. So that's just a warning story, and that's a real story that happened. So read the question and underline the verb if you have to. So the verb will tell you what you're expected to do. So if it's explain, you explain. If it's list, you list. Just look at the word. Is that okay? And I suppose the exam is not about quantity, it's about quality. I would imagine, in terms of the exam scripts, the foolscap exam scripts you get, to answer a question in either law or collections, you'd probably have to write about one or two pages, you know. So, and look, we know you only have half an hour to do it. You're not going to write 20 pages. So, you know, about one or two pages. If it says write a note on, that's probably a paragraph. Is that okay? So read the instructions. And the other thing that's very important as well is that in terms of planning out your answer, if there's two parts, so you have half an hour for each question. Say there's part A and part B. Now, if part A is 10 marks and part B is 10 marks, then spend 15 minutes on each. If part A is 12 marks and part B is 8 marks, then spend 40 minutes on one and 20 minutes on the other. Is that okay? So manage your time, because I've seen people write 2 pages on the 8 marker and then a paragraph on the 12 marker. Yeah? So this is about getting marks. So you have to be clever in terms of that. So structure your answers and your time on the basis of the marks that it's going to yield. Is that okay? So that's it. So underline the verb if you have to. And there'll be no trick questions. We're not here to try to fail you. You're not like chartered accountants where they would only pass 10 people. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and there is water here behind me, so help yourself if you need it. That's fine. So please go through. And the only other thing that I will explain in depth to you as well, there is one word that sometimes causes people problems, and that is the word discuss. So if I say, you know, something or discuss the topic, blah, 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 a discussion takes two sides. So if I say to discuss a particular topic, the first half of the answer is everything for it, and the second half of the answer is everything against it. Okay. So a discussion is both sides. So just be careful that you give both sides of the argument. So that is that. So read the full question. Before you write, now on the exam paper, if you want, you can write on the exam paper yourself. You can take it away with you. Or if you want, you can put the exam paper in with your scripts. If you need scribble notes, and some people like scribble notes, what I would advise you to do is, the exam script is a kind of it's a book. It's like a big copy book. Pull the two centre pages out of the copy book if you want to scribble notes. So if you want to sort of make your points and scribble notes and all that sort of stuff, so maybe just pull the pages out, leave it there, scribble all your notes on it. It's your choice. Is that a dodgy one, is it?
No, it's just put it up.
Right, those are the chairs. If you want, and I would advise you, but again, it's only my advice, if you want to put your scribbles in with your exam paper, just write your name on the top of it and just put it into the notes. What's the worst that can happen? Well, the worst that can happen is you're 2 marks short of the next grade. And in fairness, I will look for those 2 marks. If they're there, I will give them to you. If they're not there, I can't. So on that basis, and sometimes I have found, oh look, she put this in her notes, but she never put it into her answer, where I can pick up a mark or two to give you. Is that okay? So I am looking to give you marks. You have to help me though. So you have to give me the answers that I am looking for. And again, like exams, I've always hated exams. I just hate them. The ability to do an exam, unfortunately, is your ability to remember the material. So when I'm answering it, I have the model answer here, press your answer here, spot the difference. So that's how it works. Is that okay? The other thing that is most important is, so you can answer the questions in any number or in any order, will you number the questions? So make sure that it's very clear when you've done a question, what number question you're doing. The thing is, and this is just to let you know, if you don't write a number beside a question, I could miss it completely. How can I do that? How could I miss a question completely? Because I'll let you know a secret. I do not sit down and correct your script from start to finish. Okay? And I'm sure this is the way most lecturers would correct scripts. What I do is, I go through each exam script and I flick through it first of all to see what questions they answered. So I go through it, oh, they answer question 1, they answer question 6, they answer question 8, they answer question 4. And I write 1, 6, 8, and 4 on the front of the exam script and push it to one side. So that's the first sweep of the process. Okay? Then, second stage is, I would answer all the question 1s, or I correct all the question 1s. So I say, okay, those 10 did question 1, and then I go through it. Because I get into the flow of question 1, and I can also be fairer in marking. Say, well, hold on now, they got 15, and that was a better answer than that one. You know, how come they were only getting 14? Maybe I missed something. So I'd go back, and so I can compare them to each other to make sure that everybody's, you know, that the marks are fair. So if you've answered a question, and you don't put a number beside it, I could miss it when I'm going through, and then you don't get marks. Now look, if you've only done 4 questions, I probably won't, because if it's only 3 questions, I'm clever enough to go looking for it. Is that okay? But if you decide, and that's the next thing, if you decide, I have loads of time, I want to do a 5th question, and that's okay too. So you're allowed to do a 5th question. Now I wouldn't, you know, rush to do all 8 because, you know, quality will suffer. If you have time at the end, rather than going out and having a coffee or whatever it is, look, the most important thing is getting as many marks as you can. And what I will do is, I will give you the highest mark. So I will correct all 5, and then I'll pick your best 4. Is that okay? So,
how many marks? What? How many marks do we need, or how many points do we need to get a pass again?
You need 28 out of 70.
So that's percentage, isn't it?
28%
out
of 70.
You
need 40. 40 out of 100. Yeah. So, yes. So in order to pass the exam, it's 40%. And you need 40% in the exam. Because while I trust you all completely, you could have a boyfriend or a girlfriend who is a solicitor who has been doing your short test for you.
So 40% in the exam, that's needed 28 out of 70.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and then you have 10 marks for your short test and 20 for the assignments. Okay. So 20. So if you look at, in terms of the amount of knowledge you have, so all you have to do is, we started off with a course. So now we know, well, okay, so this is the course material. You know what? I only have to answer 4 questions out of 8. So if I know half the material, I'm doing okay. And now I only have to get 40% out of 100 on half. So if I know 20% of the course very well, chances are I'll pass the exam. Yeah. And then when we add your exam then to the short tests and assignments, which you've all done very well on, you apply it.
So if we've done well in our exam but we didn't mention cases, then we don't get it.
If you don't mention cases, you will not do well in the exam.
We're doing well,
we're
just
no. No. I'm doing the overview first. I'll get into law now in 5 minutes. Is that okay? So, okay, I talk about that as well. Is that alright? So, yeah. Remembering the cases. So, yeah, so understand what's required, plan your answer, that's grand. During exam, relax, yeah, he says at the end. Include your name, read each question twice, start with question, find it easy, do the first answer, then read the question again, and choose the next one, and keep going. Yeah, if you could start each question on a new page, like I say this in the revision sessions, and I still see people finishing question 1 halfway down the page, and then starting question 2 directly under it. Like, why would you do that to yourself? Like, skip 2 pages and give yourself space in case you have an inspirational moment later on. So give yourself time to do it, which is fine. So 30 minutes for each question, and then divide that up as well. So checking you've answered the questions, yeah, quality, not quantity. Ruthless with your timings. Attempt every question, write legibly, yeah, can't read it. Read the paper before submitting it. And yeah, then at the end, just to make sure that you have answered every part. So I do get answers where you spend a lot of time, so you read the question. And we know this, people pick up on the first. Did you know that even, and I'm going to include this in the next collections module as well, that people only hear, if you have two parts to a sentence, people only hear the first part, they don't hear the second part. So anyway, that's that. So sometimes people answer question A very well, go, oh yeah, I finished that, and they forget question B completely. So just read it over at the end, give yourself a few minutes. There is no rules. Anybody who is talking to somebody, who's done exams before, we used to have rules around, you know, that you can't leave the exam hall in the last half hour and all that sort of stuff. And I know that's the way some exams work. It's just not manageable. When people are finished, they want to go, they just go. Now, I know it can be upsetting when you're sitting there writing and everybody's just standing up and walking around you. Obviously, you know more than they do. You must know more than they do. Is that okay? And I did have a case once where somebody left an exam after half an hour, so we reckoned she's either very bright or very stupid, and unfortunately it was the latter. and what happens was, did she know it? I say she knew it. She just panicked on the day and just went blank. And that's why we brought in the half hour rule. That, look, you have to sit there for half an hour, and suddenly something might sort of twig. And if you do get a blank when the paper comes, all you have to do is, okay, let's find one question that I think I could have a stab at. Just let's find one question. Let's find the easy question. And that will get you, so, oh, okay, there's one question I could have. I know the main points in that one. Okay, well then, let's do that one then. Is that okay? And then in terms of after the exam, post-morteming, you know, forget it. You've done it. Leave. Go. Sandy, what'd you get for question two? Oh, I didn't get that. I know you're feeding yourself up, and you don't know whether you're right or they're right or whatever. And sometimes it is possible to have two different answers. So forget the post-mortem. Just, yeah, I know. And I suppose it is human nature to do it. Forget it. No, just leave the exam paper, just hand it in, walk away.
But it is like that, and like, oh my god, you said what? I forgot that.
Yeah, I know. And it's never going to be good. You're never going to, you know, the post-mortem never makes you feel better.
Because
we're great at beating ourselves up. So on that basis, you know, let's just walk away. You have 2 hours between exams, so I think all of you are doing two exams, or most are doing two exams as well. And you might think it's a long break. Just people felt going from one exam into another. So you need, and around here is great. There's loads of coffee shops and lunches and pubs. No more than £4 a lunch. It's sort of the word slur on the pages after that. So that's that. So, you know, just take your 2 hours, get yourself again, arrive half an hour before the exam. That's it. Is that okay? So that's just the overview for the exam. I just turn this off now.